This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got John Rodasta, our guest today. He is the CEO of Advanced Sports Technology. He's also the founder and lead commissioner of the National Association of Bubble Soccer, which I'm sure we'll get into a little bit here in just a minute. You may have seen John before. He's had several TV appearances and gotten great press for some of his inventions, and he's been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, ABC Shark Tank. John, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you for having me, Derek.
So you did not get a deal on Shark Tank, but I watched the video this morning of the sharks bouncing around. It was cracking me up. It's great. It looks so fun. And give us a visual of the sport for a second, and then kind of tell us how you felt the experience went when you were in the tank.
Right. So it's the best way to explain it is it's full contact soccer within the protective constraints of an inflatable bubble. So, you know, you're basically playing regular old soccer and you've got this 5-foot inflatable surrounding you that, you know, people can hit you full speed and you're just going to go rolling. You don't feel a thing. And more than anything else, it's very, very hilarious to play. It's even more hilarious to watch. It really, you know, has that wow factor for spectators. And in terms of a team building activity, I mean, there's nothing else out there like it. I mean, you create such bonds. Like we've seen, you know, companies like Google. We've seen Flatiron Health out in New York. We saw, you know, all these major corporations, Texas Air Systems. We got a call from the San Antonio Spurs prior to going on Shark Tank. You know, just all, it just runs the gamut of everybody that wanted to try this and just the fun that they get out of it. You know, it really brings departments together. I mean, really, you know, you have salespeople making friends with engineers, you know, two departments that really never meet for the most part in a lot of companies. And they're making friends and they're forming bonds across departments. And really, it carries into the work week the following week, you know, on Monday, that you've got these, you know, people that never talked before and they're, you know, talking about the crazy bubble soccer match they had over the weekend with each other. So it's very, very interesting. Now, in terms of the tank, so I went into the tank expecting it to go either way. I knew that, you know, the sharks are very, very smart business. I have the utmost respect for them. Every single one of them, the level that they've gotten to as business professionals and also where they all came from, you know, most of them came really from nothing. Not nothing, but they didn't come from, you know, wealthy backgrounds or anything. They started from the bottom. And they built their way up into not just, you know, successful business people, but also celebrities, which is even another, you know, level. So the utmost respect for them. So now when I went into the tank, I also know, I think that I know how the sharks think, that, you know, they're at a point that they're in season 7 of Shark